This week, the Daily Bread segment has been focused on being mentally and spiritually awake to the dangers that exist in the world, dangers which war against the soul. In this segment of Daily Bread, we want to direct our attention to the dangers of spiritual carelessness and inactivity. The Apostle Peter said, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom withstand steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are accomplished in your brethren who are in the world." 1 Peter 5:8-9. The imagery of a roaring lion emphasizes the need of awareness in all we do. The Apostle Paul as well confirms the necessity of awareness, saying, "I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve in his craftiness, your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity that is toward Christ." 2 Corinthians 11:13. In like manner, being spiritually asleep can foster a state of being asleep to the consciousness of sin. Sin is lawlessness, and those who do not hate sin are subject to commit sin. Those who heed the words of Solomon, saying, "The fear of Jehovah is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way, and the perverse mouth do I hate." Proverbs 8:13. And those who follow the example of the psalmist, saying, "O ye that love Jehovah, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of the saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked." Those will dwell securely. Another area of danger is being asleep to the wrath of God. Being spiritually careless and inactive to the will of God is described by the psalmist as a characteristic of the fool, saying, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek after God. Every one of them is gone back. They are together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up the people as they eat bread and call not upon God?" The 53rd Psalm, verses 1 through 4. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to recall the words of the Apostle Paul, saying, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that aught be written unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, when they are saying, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall in no wise escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. For ye are all sons of light, and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. So then, let us not sleep, as do the rest, but let us watch and be sober." 1 Thessalonians 5:1-6.